Hey everyone, and welcome to Pool School by Swim University, where we help you keep your pool clean and clear all year. My name is Matt. I am the founder of swimuniversity.com, and on this episode, we're talking about how to add chlorine to your pool. So let's dive in. Real quick, if you want more help taking care of your pool, be sure to grab our free pool care cheat sheet at swimu.com/cheat sheet. Now, before adding anything to your pool, you need to know your current chlorine levels. Your free chlorine should be between 1 and 3 parts per million, with 3 parts per million being ideal. These levels naturally drop as your chlorine gets used up throughout the week. Now, they'll also drop after heavy pool use if your cyanuric acid levels are too high or too low, or if you have a lot of organic contaminants or rain has gotten into your pool water. So you want to plan to test and add your chlorine once a week to test your pool water to keep your levels in range. Okay, so if your chlorine levels are at zero or they rapidly drop after adding chlorine, you might have a larger issue. So be sure to check out some of our content on how to raise free chlorine. We have other podcast episodes about that. When you're testing your chlorine levels, you'll also want to test and adjust your pH and your total alkalinity. When your pH is in range, it helps your chlorine to work more effectively. And total alkalinity also helps your pH from fluctuating. So each week, test and balance your alkalinity, your pH, and then your chlorine in that order. Now, once you know your current levels, it's time to measure out your chlorine. For weekly maintenance, here's a rough estimate of how much chlorine to add to a 10,000-gallon pool. A half a cup of granules, 2 to 3 chlorine pucks, or a gallon of liquid chlorine. There is enough chlorine to keep things in range week to week, okay? And it's assuming that your chlorine levels aren't constantly dropping to zero or that you don't have a chronically high chlorine. Okay, now we're ready to add chlorine to the water. Always wear the right safety gear. I have to stress that all the time. This means gloves, goggles if you have it, clothes preferably that you don't mind if a little splashes on and bleaches it out, that's ideal. And make sure that your pump is running to help your chlorine circulate. So first, here's how to add chlorine tablets. You can use a floating dispenser or an automatic chlorinator. If you have a floating dispenser, simply add your tablets to the floater, adjust the dispenser settings, and then toss it back into the water while your pump is running. Now, keep in mind that floaters tend to dispense chlorine unevenly, which means that your levels may fluctuate. And they can get stuck in one spot in your pool, like behind ladders, and that can discolor or even damage your pool liner if you have one. That's why ultimately we recommend an automatic chlorinator or a chemical feeder. If you're using a chlorinator, turn off your system before adding any tablets to that feeder. Now, once they've been added, you want to close the chlorinator and turn the system back on, and then you want to adjust the chlorinator settings as needed. This is going to happen over time. Keep in mind that tablets will only dissolve in your chlorinator when your pump is running. So whenever your pump is off, your tablets won't dissolve and they won't disperse into your pool. Now, whether you're using a floater or an automatic feeder, just don't fill it to the top with chlorine tablets. You want to use the correct amount of tablets based on the amount of water you need to sanitize. And you'll want to avoid using 3-inch tablets in smaller pools, since that can quickly overchlorinate the water. It may take time for your chlorine reading to change since tablets dissolve slower compared to granules or even liquid chlorine. And water temperature also affects how quickly tablets dissolve. So finally, keep in mind that whenever you're adding chlorine tablets to the pool, you're also adding cyanuric acid. So cyanuric acid, or shortened to CYA, is added to trichlorchlorine tablets to protect your chlorine from breaking down under direct sunlight. But CYA can start to build up in your water with tablets, so be sure to test these levels each week. And unfortunately, chlorine tablets are acidic, and that means that your pH levels can drop when using tablets. So if you're having trouble keeping your pH levels in range, your tablets may be the issue. Okay, so here's how to add chlorine granules. Now, these are added directly to your pool water. You want to start by measuring out your chlorine granules in a measuring cup. Some chlorine granules work best when pre-dissolved in a bucket of water. So you add your chlorine granules into the bucket of pool water, and then using a wooden stick, like a wooden paint stirrer, you can stir it in. Then you want to pour this mixture around the perimeter of your pool, starting in the deep end while the pump is running. Now, pre-mixing granules helps it from settling on the bottom of your pool, which is great for a vinyl liner. But always follow the manufacturer's directions. I just have to put emphasis on that. And if you add your granules directly to the water and you notice it settling on the bottom of your pool, it's not a big deal. Just get a pool brush and that brush it up and it will help it to dissolve. And never add granules to an automatic chlorine feeder. It just dissolves way too fast. Now, since granules are quick dissolving, you should notice a faster change in your chlorine levels compared to tablets. Granules also contain cyanuric acid to help protect the chlorine from breaking down in the sun's UV rays. But it's not as big of an issue compared to tablets. So it's still worth testing your CYA levels each week. And most test strips and liquid test kits have cyanuric acid, pool stabilizer, CYA test on them. Now, when using granules, check your water at least once a week to make sure that the chlorine levels are within range, because granules are quicker to dissolve and contain less chlorine than tablets, so you may need to add the chlorine more frequently. Finally, here's how to add liquid chlorine. You want to make sure that you're using a pool grade liquid chlorine, which contains 10 to 12% of chlorine by volume. Household bleach, on the other hand, only has half of that concentration, sometimes even less. So to add it to your pool, measure out your liquid chlorine and pour it slowly into your pool water while the pump is running. Pouring it slowly in front of your return jets while the water is moving will help it disperse into the center of the pool and help it to mix in with the water. Otherwise, you can walk around the perimeter of your pool pouring slowly, and I would start at the deep end. Liquid chlorine is unstabilized, and that means it does not contain cyanuric acid. And you'll actually have to add CYA, which is sometimes called chlorine stabilizer or pool stabilizer, to protect the chlorine from breaking down in the sun if you use liquid chlorine. Otherwise, you know, the chlorine is just going to break down way too fast, and you'll have to add it several times a week. One final note of caution here. Why you should avoid adding chlorine to your skimmer. It used to be a popular option to add chlorine tablets directly to your skimmer. In fact, we've gone on record to say that this is completely fine to do, and we have footage of us actually doing it. But unfortunately, this can cause more damage than it's worth. If you have tablets in your skimmer and there's no water flowing when your pump shuts off, then that water will sit stagnant and create an acidic pool of water. That can cause stains on your pool walls and erode your skimmer walls and basket. Now, there is a chemical, I have to make note of this. It's called Smart Sticks. It's made by BioLab or BioGuard, and that was designed, they're more expensive, and they create this film over the tablet, or they're in the form of sticks. But they're very similar to 3-inch tablets. And so when the water stopped moving over them, they would create this film to stop them from dissolving. And this was to help save that. But in general, if you're not going to use a product like that, you're just going to use regular chlorine tablets, which are much cheaper, and I recommend, do not add them to your skimmer. Add them to a floater, which is not my favorite. Or the best thing you can do is get yourself a chemical feeder or a chlorinator. Remember, if you need more help with pool maintenance, grab our free pool care cheat sheet at swimu.com/cheat sheet. And if you found this episode helpful, subscribe for more pool maintenance tutorials on your favorite podcasting app. And when you do, please leave us a review. Your support will help more pool owners just like you find this show. So that's it. Thanks again, and happy swimming.